Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
What you're about to hear is a program that is geared more for parents than it is for young children. In fact, if you have any kids listening with you right now, you might want to go straight to our website at homeward.com so you can review the program on your own.
We know that the most positive value-centered sex education comes from parents, and kids will be less promiscuous if parents dialogue with their kids, not have the one big talk thing, but dialogue.
Well, something. I mean, you can't just wait until she's a teenager and expect her to figure out everything all at once.
Are you going to teach us anything, or are we just going to sit here?
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, 51 undergraduate majors, 30 master's degrees, 14 certificates, 13 credentials, and 8 doctorates. That's what APU has to offer. There's a relevant degree program for you, including the new certificate and master's program in youth and family ministry, the Youth Sphere program with Doug Fields and Dr. Jim Burns. And for more information on that, just go to homeward.com and you will find that information. During the next half hour today, a program about something that we parents tend to back away from. How do we have the conversation with our kids about sex and sexuality? Jim's written an outstanding series on this, Peer Foundations, and Jim and I are going to have a conversation about this topic right now here on Homeward. And welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. Roger Marsh here, sitting in the host chair. Once again, we're going to turn the spotlight on you, Jim. You get to be the guest today on your own program.
You know what? I actually get nervous, and I'm not nervous when I'm interviewing somebody else, but you know, I'm looking at your face saying, wait, what kind of a question is he going to ask?
Well, I'm going to ask you questions about stuff that you've written. So, and this is great new additions to the Peer Foundation series. Tell us about the two latest additions, our two new little bundles of joy, and I think that's appropriate because they're for small children.
They actually are. You know, it's the first time I've ever written a book for children. And I have a deep, deep concern and a great desire to help kids make right and wise decisions about sex and sexuality,
right,
as you know. And, you know, sometimes it's weird being the person who has to write or talk on sex, but for some reason, parents want me to do that. And, you know, youth ministry people want me to do that. And actually, kids don't mind me talking about it. And so my dream had been really to start a campaign that we call Peer Foundations that would start at age 3 and go all the way through adulthood in terms of this whole idea of purity, because it's such a big thing to me. And so the two little bundles of joy that I'm holding are these beautiful children's books, 3 to 5 and 6 to 9.
Right.
And, you know, I can say that I wrote part of this and then they had experts come in and clean it up for me, but the photos are amazing. I mean, I'm actually incredibly proud of these books, but more important, excited about the fact that we'll get this message out to thousands and thousands of kids and lay a foundation for purity in the lives of children and get parents and kids talking about this important subject. It's not easy to do for parents.
That's right. And the books in question that you just mentioned, Jim, the book for kids ages 3 to 5 is called God Made Your Body. And the book for kids ages 6 to 9 is How God Makes Babies. And we were talking before the recording here about the fact that they have some of the cutest kids we've ever seen on the covers of these
books.
Where
did they get these kids? They're unbelievable. Every ethnic background,
right,
and
right,
every shape and size. You know, there's a couple of really cute, chubby kids with really fun-looking hair, and then there's some other kids who are more, you know, kind of skinny, and there's but they're all beautiful. And, you know, I love children. I know you do, too. And, you know, I want children to make right and wise decisions about their life. And so much of it happens in terms of learning about relationships. But unfortunately, most parents aren't talking to their kids today about relationships and about a healthy sexuality. So, you know, they get to their teen years, and boom, they're in trouble. Or they get older, and they carry a lot of baggage into a marriage. So, by golly, we're going to help kids from the youngest of ages all the way up to make these right and wise decisions and really live a life dedicated to what we call the purity code.
Now, you talk often, Jim, about these peer foundations and why you encourage parents, first and foremost, to acknowledge that, hey, we were never their age. Yeah. The culture is totally different. And now more than ever before, we really need to be students of the culture that our kids are growing up in, even as young as 3 and 4 and 5 years of age.
Well, you're right. And these particular books aren't necessarily about culture. They're about laying this foundation. But as parents, if we don't become students of the culture, because the culture really goes almost anti-biblical when it comes to especially sexual purity, movies, music, you know, everything you see, you know, seems to go against that. And yet we know that the most positive value-centered sex education comes from parents.
Right.
And kids will be less promiscuous if parents dialogue with their kids, not have the one big talk thing, but dialogue. And for parents, they always say, hey, this is one of the toughest things I've ever done. So what I'm looking for is how do we develop resources to help these parents have dialogue with their kids? You know, if you're having a dialogue with your child at age five, obviously you're not talking about every deep detail on sexuality.
Right, right.
But you know what? It's making them comfortable for when they're 15 and they do need to come to mom and dad and have that conversation.
Now, one of the goals that we have for our kids when they're 3 and 4 and 5 is that there's going to come a point where they're going to make a decision to live their life by the purity code. And that's something I know that in the book that was written, the purity code, primarily for kids 10, 11, 12, like the middle school years. But you can start, we as parents can start introducing the purity code to our kids at a much younger age than that.
Oh, you're right. I mean, even with the 3 to 5, you say, you know, God made your body and it's special, and God made boys and God made girls, and those boys grow up to be daddies and those girls grow up to be mommies. And in that, you're really teaching about a pure foundation, bringing in the Lord in terms of the element of their bodies and their creation and all this incredible stuff. So as you lay that foundation, it all of a sudden doesn't come to a big shock to them that, you know, when they're 15, the parents are saying, hey, live by the purity code in honor of God, your family, your future spouse, I commit to sexual purity. And they're kind of going, what's that all about? So it's easier when they're younger to have these conversations, and kids are curious. I mean, I love the book, How God Makes Babies, because kids between the ages of 6 and, say, you know, 10-ish, they're so curious about things. I call it just a time of curiosity. 50,000 questions, and some that are pretty blunt and scary. And I love talking to that age group about how God makes babies and let them understand that that's where it happens. In fact, interesting, if you take your spirituality, Roger, and you take your sexuality and you blend it together, it actually helps kids understand the depth of a relationship with God, the love of God, how incredible it is that God actually makes our bodies, and he has a plan for us, and he's a part of it from the very beginning. And the Bible says that even in a mother's womb, God is present. And as you begin to teach this, it really gives a higher standard of sex and sexuality than what we were talking about earlier in terms of the culture.
One of the things that us as parents, you mentioned that sometimes we wind up just thinking about this when our kids are 15, 16. We don't really give it a whole lot of thought.
Frightened to death is more like
or or something actually does, a situation will arise, and then we think, okay, now I've got to deal with this.
Right.
You talk about the importance of parents creating a plan and a purpose for doing this. And this is something that we can be doing with our kids right after they're born. Actually.
Right, exactly. And it's never too late. So if parents haven't had the conversation, most parents haven't, then, you know, start this afternoon, freak your teenagers out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really is better to have kind of a plan and a purpose. And why we have the Pure Foundation series, and even the adult book, Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality, is we're trying to help them understand that we talk to our kids on developmental appropriateness and also age appropriateness as we deal with their sexuality, and it becomes comfortable. So hopefully then you can have a better dialogue as the kids become teenagers, as they move away from you, as they move toward, you know, experimentation, as they move away from handling their hormones in proper ways or whatever it may be. And so again, what we're trying to say is, you know, develop a plan and a purpose now. I mean, for Kathy and I, we had certain times in our girls, and we had all girls, we still have those girls.
That's good.
But, you know, during that time, we would have certain times when we'd have conversations about certain issues and topics.
Yeah, certain ages.
Right. And we just found that if we had this plan, it would happen. You know, no plan, you're not going to have the conversation.
Right, right.
And sometimes I think the best thing is a spontaneous conversation, or at least what we'd say kind of a planned spontaneity.
Yeah.
So if we knew we were going to have a conversation about something with their sexuality or with relationships or whatever, well, then we're looking at it over a 6-month period, and all of a sudden there's a television show, or there's a conversation in the car, or something comes on the radio, and then we begin to have that conversation. The kids don't even realize that we've got this agenda. So for parents, how amazing that they have a plan and a purpose. I mean, I've talked to parents who say, I want my kids to go to an Ivy League school. How old's your kid? 4.
Yeah.
But
thinking that way.
Right. I don't hear a lot of parents saying, I mean, they say they want their kids to have sexual purity, but I don't hear them saying, here's the plan to help our kids make that right and wise decision.
Mm. That's a great reminder for us as parents, Jim, as we're talking today about how and when to talk to your kids about sex, and talking about the Pure Foundations and the two newest arrivals, as we're going to refer to them here on the broadcast today, in the Pure Foundation series. The book for kids ages 3 to 5, which is called God Made Your Body, and the book for kids ages 6 to 9, How God Makes Babies, and they just go hand in glove with the other two books in the series, which is The Purity Code for teens and preteens, and then Accept Nothing Less, which is for kids, high school age. And Jim, you've really covered the gamut. This has been a lot of work, but it's to represent, I think, the fact that what I hear you saying is this is a dialogue. We don't have the talk with our kids about sex anymore.
Well, it's a lifelong dream and goal of mine. And to see it in some ways be at completion where now people can have this opportunity, it is, I'm thrilled. You see a smile on my face. I'm thrilled. And I love, again, these children's books are just absolutely beautiful. I even know of a 13-year-old who actually has already read the book, told his dad that he learned a lot about sex, and he read the 3 to 5-year-old. So, I told the dad, I think you need to catch up on some things and have a conversation with your 13-year-old about other stuff besides what's in the 3 to 5-year-old.
It's not bad for him to review that, though. Make sure he already knows that. It's important that he's...
There's some great pictures. There's a couple of goofy diagrams, but, that's for every book when you talk about sex and sexuality.
Not even going to go there, but thanks for bringing that to our attention, Jim. Today here on the Homeward Broadcast, a fun conversation, but a very serious conversation at the same time. How and when to talk to your kids about sex. Dr. Jim Burns has created the Pure Foundations series, and it's very, very comprehensive. We've got a book for parents, of course, How to Talk to Your Kids About Sex and Sexuality, and then books that are age-appropriate, one for 3 to 5-year-olds, one for 6 to 8-year-olds, one for 10 to 13, and one for ages 14 to 17. Learn more about them at homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns. Today's Homeward Snapshot takes us to an elementary school playground where recent research tells us young children are getting really the only sex education they'll ever receive. Well, that's right. The numbers don't lie. Researchers estimate that only 15 to 20% of all kids who grew up in even church-going homes say they received positive, value-centered sex education from their parents. Most of us adults got the kind of sex education that went something like this. Well, every time a boy kisses a girl, the girl gets pregnant. And all those other gems we heard at school or in the neighborhood from our friends growing up. And then don't forget how much talking kids are doing on internet chat rooms today. The more positive, value-centered, biblically sound sex education kids receive, the less promiscuous they'll be. Parents, it's our responsibility to train and equip our children to develop sound biblical values and morals. And if you're looking for a good place to start, I want you to have a copy of my free tip sheet called Positive Value-Centered Sex Education. You can download it at our website at homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
What you're about to hear is a program that is geared more for parents than it is for young children. In fact, if you have any kids listening with you right now, you might want to go straight to our website at homeward.com so you can review the program on your own.
How and when to talk to your kids about sex is our theme today here on Homeward. Parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns has just released the final two installments, the two little bundles of joy, in the Pure Foundation series. They are the books for younger children. For 3 to 5-year-olds, there's God Made Your Body, and for 6 to 9-year-olds, there's How God Makes Babies. And Jim, these books, we're smiling because the books are so cute, with all these really cute kids on them, but they have a very important purpose, and especially in a culture now where kids are being told, you should start dating when you're 10 and 11. You should start having sex when you're 12, because that's what all the television characters, that's what they see on the internet, talk about how the media influence and the sex saturated culture is really doing a number on our kids.
Well, we call it early sexualization, Roger. And again, a lot of kids today at an earlier age are being influenced by media. For example, let's take pornography and the web. Mm-hmm. The average age of a kid seeing pornography is age 11. We've actually done a show on this before.
Yeah.
But is age 11, well, that's early sexualization. If you put that in your mind, and again, these aren't kids who are bad kids. They might have pushed the wrong button.
That's accidental exposure.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it may even be that a friend said, hey, look at so-and-so without any clothes on or something. And, they're 11. They're innocent. It's the death of innocence. It scares me to death in many ways. And that's why we, as parents and as concerned parents, have to come alongside our kids and help them have a healthy view of their sexuality. Hey, God created sex. He sees it as beautiful. It's wonderful in the context of marriage. And so at an early age, we begin, in a wonderful way, pounding, not in a negative way, but, just pounding this beautiful image of our sexuality and of our bodies, and that God created it, and you're going to get to save this for marriage, and goes against the grain of the culture. But the truth is that it's going to make a difference in kids' minds when they have this healthy view. Unfortunately, most parents never talk to their kids about this subject, and they definitely don't talk about it from a God-honoring viewpoint. And so these kids get to be 13, 14, 15, and we wonder why our kids are so sexualized. Well, it's because the early sexualization is taking place in the media, because the media is glad to talk about it.
Right. And we as parents didn't always, you've mentioned a statistic before on the broadcast where the number of us parents who didn't get value-centered sex education from our own parents, even in church-going homes.
Most, actually. Yeah. And maybe church-going homes are worse. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I've said before many times, you know, I'll be speaking in any audience. I was speaking to an audience of about 400 people, and I said, how many of you received good, positive, healthy sex education looking at these parents who are, you know, ready to talk to their kids? And I think I had four hands go up. And that's about an average. Honestly, it's remarkable. People gasp when they see this. I oftentimes open up, if I'm going to talk with parents about it, I open up having them raise their hands because they need to look around and go, boy, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
But that means we also don't have a role model. I mean, the ones who had the role model probably do a better job. But for most of us, we didn't have that role model. And, you know, it's time to change that. By golly, we can be the transitional generation when it comes to this. And so a lot of times as Christians, and this is I'm unashamedly Christian, but I think we're horrible at talking about sex and sexuality because we make it sound dirty, rotten, and horrible.
Right.
So save that dirty, rotten, horrible thing until you're married.
Yeah, then it gets good.
No, make it beautiful from the beginning in the context of marriage, but also help them begin to feel comfortable with their body, help them begin to feel comfortable with their relationships and make God a part of it, really. And so it's a very spiritual thing for me.
Sounds like it could be a very cleansing thing for us parents, too, because, Jim, just as you were saying that, you know, talking about how important it is for us to show our kids that sex is good, it's beautiful, it's what God created, we're just supposed to save it for marriage. How many of us as parents, though, blew it when we were younger, and so now there's the guilt, if you will, of saying, well, I can't really tell my kids that they should live like this because I didn't live like that.
Oh, I disagree at all. I think we do need to say, you know what, one of the reasons why I'm passionate about this is because I made some mistakes or, you know, I missed the mark or, you know, whatever. You don't have to give them all the gory details. In fact, you shouldn't. But to be authentic enough to say, I have passion because, you know, I carried baggage into the marriage or whatever it may be, at whatever age is appropriate for talking to kids about this. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that at all. I think when parents are authentic and open about it, I think they actually get better sex education across.
Yeah.
And remember, sex education isn't just about intercourse, if you would. I realize we're having a very blunt conversation here on Christian Radio. But it's about relationships and feeling good about your body and feeling good about where God comes in this picture. And in that, oh my goodness, it'll help kids make right and wise decisions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, what I say, in fact, I did a television show this week where I said to the parents, you might have to deal with your own sexual issues before you really have a healthy deal going on with your kids, because so many of these people kind of have their eyes like wide as saucers going, yeah, but what about me?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Part of it is the beauty of our sexuality is that God created it and we blew it, and God does bring grace and forgiveness into it, and we may have to work through that in our own life in order to help our kids be this transitional generation and have a very good view of sexuality that is God-given.
Yeah. Well, we're talking today here on Homeward about how and when to talk to your kids about sex. The Pure Foundation series from Dr. Jim Burns is available. All of the books now have been released in the series. And if you've got kids who are 3 and 4 years of age, or 6 and 7, 10 and 11, anywhere between ages 3 and 17, we have a resource for you. We even have one for mom and dad, too, called Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality. And Jim, I have to share this with you before we go on in the conversation. Not too long ago, at our church, we always have an annual thing early in the spring where we get the parents together and say, look, this is what we're going to be talking about with your kids in the fall, but these are some conversations that you can start having with your kids about sex and sexuality. And in the past, we always did it for the parents of the eighth graders. That was just, we're an older church, and that was just the tradition. And so some idiot got on the council, me, and said, hey.
You said you.
That's me. We should lower the age of the parents. How many should, well, let's make it for third and fourth graders. Parents, as well as, you know, for middle school. So we did. And we had a number of different resources out. One of them was Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality. 30 parents showed up. 27 of them bought a copy of Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality just because they said, this is perfect. This is exactly what we're looking for. So I realize that's an endorsement and a plug for the book, but I just wanted to share from my own personal experience how parents really are reacting to this book and they're loving it.
Yeah, you know what? And it's a message, and it doesn't have to be the book, but I'm just simply saying, you know, we have to find a need and fill it. And obviously those parents of third and fourth graders, as well as the middle school parents, are desperate for good information on this because, you know, they're seeing more of this. I mean, we're not people who have our head in the sand. We see what's going on in the culture. We see our kids changing with early sexualization. And so, you know, we want to find things that are age appropriate, but for most of us, we just simply don't know how.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is why we need resources like the books we're talking about, as well as many other books. There's some good stuff out there. When Kathy and I first had kids, our kids are in their 20s now, we didn't have good resources.
Right.
They were
right.
not, they were horrible, actually. And today there's a multiple of good stuff. I just happen to be partial because I think the Homeward stuff is incredible. I mean,
yeah.
it's very done practical. So well. Yeah. Bethany House, our good friends and publishers, have done a marvelous job,
yeah.
frankly. Makes
yeah.
us look good.
They certainly do. And Jim, as we're winding up this segment and this part of the conversation, I want you to take the final moments here and I'll give you a case study. You give us a good starting point because we've talked about, okay, these books are great. If you've got little kids, you can take the first book, God Made Your Body, or if you've got kids who are in elementary school, How God Makes Babies. But there's a parent right now who says, yeah, but my daughter's 13 and she's dating and I know it and I don't know how to talk to her about these feelings she's having and I'm kind of getting into this midstream. What's a good first step for a parent who feels like I missed it and my kids are, they know more about this than I could ever share them? What's a good, give them some encouragement, give them some hope.
Well, I would simply say that if you are nervous about it, then say to your kids, hey, you know, I'm feeling a little awkward about this because we haven't talked much about it. And I think it's important for us to start, you know, dialogue. And you know where I stand. I have some strong feelings on this. And we're not always going to be together on this. But it's really important for me to have dialogue with you. And I want to be able to talk to you about it. And I'd like to consider us doing something together. For example, if it was a 13-year-old, I might even put we have a CD with all these great people who we've interviewed and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we're talking through the subjects for kids. And I'm kind of guiding them through this. You know, maybe you put the CD together and you learn together. I mean, it's awkward talking about sex. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's hard to just sit down and let's have it. But it's also awkward when we give lecture. So, you know, start. It's never too late to do that. And actually, I think long term, our kids will feel better about themselves. They'll make better decisions and they'll actually feel better about having a conversation with mom and dad. They're going to appreciate it as time goes on. Don't expect your 13-year-old to say, thanks so much for talking about this subject. They're not going to do that.
Right.
But as time goes on, they're going to say, thank you. God bless you. You know, you helped me make a very good decision and I'm grateful. They may say it on the wedding night.
So be ready for a couple of blank stares every now and again from that middle schooler now because they'll appreciate it later and we'll see the results in the future as they get older.
You're exactly right. There's good decisions to be made by kids when parents talk with their kids about sex.
What's the most gratifying thing for you and Kathy? You mentioned now all the girls are in their 20s. They've been through some of the tougher times and some a little bit maybe wilder than others where you just said, boy, I got to hang on and make it through. But now you're kind of on the proverbial other side. Give us parents who with younger kids some hope that these principles do take hold and that God really does care, even when it doesn't seem like he does.
It's funny you said that because, you know, one of my daughters who we were a little bit nervous about through junior high and high school, one of my daughters, I heard her talking to a friend of hers who had probably made some unwise decisions, and it sounded a whole lot like mom and dad.
Interesting.
I thought, wow, when she was 16, she was kind of, you know, going against the grain terms of some of our thoughts.
Yeah.
And today, as a more mature young woman, her advice was wonderful. Now, she never has stopped and said, hey, thanks so much for, you know, having these kind of conversations.
Right.
But wow, did she sound like us? And I said to Kathy, I kind of whispered to her, you know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being is that as parents, we have to buckle up, have the conversation, and know that what we're not doing is just raising obedient kids, but responsible adults. And the less baggage they can carry into a marriage, the less baggage they can carry into adulthood, really the better. And it's going to take some courage on parents' parts. I think parents can do it.
Well, and they are going to bring a little bit of baggage, Jim. We can also help by making sure it's packed properly. And this is the end of part one of a two-part conversation that Dr. Jim Burns and I are having on this issue of how and when to talk to your kids about sex. One final reminder here for today's program about the Pure Foundation series. It's comprehensive. It's one of the best resources that a family can have, a youth group, a church, a Christian ed department can have, books of starting with how to talk to your kids about sex. That's the book for parents. And then age-appropriate books from ages 3 all the way through 17. For ordering information on this comprehensive Pure Foundations resource, go to homeward.com. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.